What got you interested in photographing seagulls? What started this all?
Oh, it's a long story, actually. It started in Bondi Beach. I took a lot of underwater photography and videos there at the beach. And that's where I started to look at the seagulls by accident. Actually, I was taking pictures, around the beach and everywhere. And I got really excited about these funny creatures, actually. And, so it's about now 6 years that I've started, and I've been doing a lot of photography at Bondi, and then the last one is in the city, actually, because I was looking at the beautiful harbour and everything, and the birds in the background look just quite beautiful, and
They are quite a beautiful bird. I think they're quite a funny little creature. They've got such personalities, it seems, all of them. I understand that you've taken more than 200,000 photos of seagulls over the last 2 years for this project. Yeah. How hard was it to narrow down what you've chosen for the exhibition?
It was a challenge, I must say. I'm not sure they're the best one, but they really give... I wanted to show the feel of the city, so most of the pictures reflect the feel of being in the city and with the Harbour Bridge and the opera and the feel of the people walking along the street and it's really I tried to give a human dimension and also a connection between the birds and the human and the interaction of the two together.
What were some of the biggest challenges you found when photographing seagulls? Because I can imagine photographing an animal that, you know, won't do exactly what you tell it to do can be quite challenging.
Yeah, so mainly it's the people, actually, because the birds and the people they're not talking to each other very friendly sometimes, and so it has been a challenge. But the birds, they're such funny creatures, and it was a bit of challenging with the people around, and also because I was taking a lot of pictures on the ground, so I was most of the time on the floor, so people came along, and sometimes they didn't see because they were watching.
Oh gosh!
They were using their iPhone, and it was a bit of a challenge.
Putting your body on the line for art. I absolutely love it. Now, you mentioned there that you started kind of in Bondi and then moved to the city. What made you want to make that move? What made you want to move kind of from the beaches into the concrete jungle?
Actually, it's like because I was following them on my daily route when I went to work. So I just saw them. They were just following me, really. And it's really one of the only creatures that you see in the city. So there are not so many animals around. There's only pigeons and not many birds. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was the perfect animal because I love nature. And I love Sydney, and it's a bit the combination of the two
in one place. I always love seeing the combination between kind of wild nature and urban cities. I think it's a really interesting kind of meld of two worlds when they do come together.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and so it's really the interaction, also the emotional aspect. If you come to the exhibition, you will see that they really look at you. They are very large scale images, so. There are some images which are even bigger than human. So it's quite intriguing because it gives a different interaction with the public.
Mm.
Because normally you see them as a small creature, but then now they are really big. And
very different perspective, I can imagine. Are you planning on taking the exhibition kind of across the country or across the world? Where can people check it out?
Yeah, I think so. Possibly, and it's because it's also a great display of Sydney, really, because it's really seagull in Sydney, and so you have this beautiful view of the harbour and the opera house and the Harbour Bridge and the birds looking at that view, and so it's really looking at Sydney from a bird's perspective. So. Yeah.
It's a beautiful way to look at the city. They're gorgeous, gorgeous photos. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But Andre, thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.